One of the experiences I had, I don't know whether I'm rambling too much here or not, that was quite exciting, is in the summer of 49, a lot of my thesis advisor, Dr. Arnold Siegert, who was quite a world-known physicist, would go to Los Alamos in the summer. And what had happened at Los Alamos was that after the war was over, they had this tremendous collection of really Nobel Prize-type physicists, Fermi and Teller, Oppenheimer, and really big names who had left after the war was over, felt it would probably take the Russians 10 years to get to where we were in the atomic energy business. And what they hadn't really figured on was the secrets would be stolen by people like Klaus Fuchs and others. And the Russians set a bomb off in 47, I believe it was. It was 49, I guess. Because I went to Los Alamos in the summer of 49 with Dr. Siegert. It was a tremendous experience because all of the physicists came back. They all had a little bit of a guilt complex that maybe we left too early. And that was the summer that Teller invented, with Stanislaw Ulam, the hydrogen bomb. And John von Neumann was there lecturing on the Maniac computer. And George Gamow was there lecturing on the origin of the universe, the Gamow theory. And it was just, you know, rubbing elbows with all of the big names. I worked under Hans Bethe, who is a Nobel Prize physicist. In fact, the work I did, I learned later on that when I visited Livermore, when I was doing some consulting for the Navy, I introduced myself there, and the head of Livermore said, Petritz, he said, is that Petritz of the Petritz Ray theory of nuclear bomb efficiencies? I said, yes. He said, well, that's quite a well-known. You know, never got into the public literature, but it was apparently that work I did under Bethe was recognized and used for a while, which is always kind of a nice ego builder, if you like.